that leaves us with what to do with the Newell merit application and the Zahn application. I'm feeling semi-charitable, and I want to give them one more chance.
I think because we've changed the format of the meeting from online to in person, we don't have any word from them, maybe something got lost in translation there.
I mean, Victoria represents that they were notified, and I have no reason to doubt that, but nonetheless, I think you pay a lot of money for these applications, and I don't want to just deprive somebody because maybe they had some personal circumstance or something. So I think I'm going to confer with Will. I think what I want to tell them is if they don't show up next month, we're either going to just vote on them or I'll deem them withdrawn. My preference is to deem them withdrawn as not pursued, only because if we vote on them, then they can't make the same application again. And I don't want to preclude them when they may have just done something that they didn't plan out very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll confer with Will. And if it's possible to simply just deem them withdrawn if they don't show up next month, then that's what we'll do. They can help themselves a lot if they show up next month.
Yeah. I don't know if I can't remember, so forgive me, if you do the same way the planning board does, but the planning board actually has to make a motion to continue. Do you do that?
We've never done that.
No.
Okay.
Never done that before.
That's fine then.
So I think we're all in agreement with continuing this to next month, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So both of them will be continued, and in the meantime, I'm sure we'll be hearing from them, or you know, I'll reach out and just let them know.
Yeah, and see what the story is, but tell them they basically, if they don't show up next month, one of two things is going to happen, and either of them is great for them.
Right.
They'll either be forfeiting their application fee, or we're going to vote on it, probably deny them, and then they won't be able to make those applications again.
Okay. And and we'll do the same requirement that the mailings have been done more recently. I think we did not ask Zahn to redo them this time, but we did ask Newell Merritt.
Yeah.
Because of the length of time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we may want to do it with Zahn, too, because we got a letter from one of his neighbors, an email from one of his neighbors,
okay,
objecting to it.
All right.
So I think maybe we ask mailings. Him to re-mail also.
For both of them. I think he's saying just for Zahn, because Newell Merritt, if they did it for this meeting, it would have been
very... If they already did it, then they've done it.
Right.
So,
okay.
And they're going to have to show you proof of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't got the proof, so that's why I'm not sure if they did it or not. Yeah.
Well, if they've done it for this meeting, then it's fine.
Okay. That's the way I understood
it.
Do it
a third time. Okay.